children on a field trip at the downtown library don't realize it, but they're walking one floor above the Center for Adult Learning. Peter Malik is one of hundreds of people who come here to learn English, get a high school diploma, or learn work skills. Malik wasn't that much older than the kids upstairs when he had to flee ethnic cleansing in 1983.
The soldier government came at night and burned the houses at nighttime. That was at night, midnight, maybe like 1 o'clock in the morning. They just burned houses and everybody was cut it out. I don't run with their no parents.
The next morning, Malik and thousands more Dinka boys traveled on foot, sometimes thousands of miles, to the nearest refugee camp in Ethiopia. After 4 years there, Malik again was forced to travel on foot because of violence, eventually making it to Kenya. It was there that he took an interest in learning.
So they build a good school. They give us a lot of material, exercise book, all kind of stuff. Desks like this, they bring everything.
After 9 years in Kenya, he was resettled in Jacksonville by the United Nations Refugee Agency. Now he's well on his way to earning his high school diploma.
I'm going to keep going to get whatever I need. I have a planning to go back home.
Malik says he loves Jacksonville and is so grateful for what he's learned. But he wants to reunite with his family and help bring peace to his country. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.